Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the EAFL Season 27 live draft. It's 8 o'clock on Easter Sunday. Happy Easter, everybody. This is Kamish T, and I'll be your host tonight. And this should be fun. For the next 2 hours, we will cover the Season 27 live draft. The group wanted it. Everybody wanted it. And, you know, the league tries to respond to what people request, and, you know, they wanted a live show to tune into the draft, so here we are. The live draft is going to be taking place very shortly. I have AIM coverage from the draft room. Tiki just logged on, so I expect that the draft room will be set up momentarily. I have AIM coverage on EAFL Commissioner, so I'll be taking some instant messengers from people. I have email coverage at EAFLradio at EAFLmadden.com. And I'll also be covering from the message boards if appropriate. But this should be very entertaining. The DC Bama was scheduled to join me to host, and he's still tied up with some Easter activities, but we do anticipate him calling in. We anticipate Tiki calling in at the end of the draft. Coach K should be calling in. Vince, better known as the Primetime King, should be calling in. And already we have a caller to join us. Let's see who this might be. EAFL Radio, who's this?
This, a.k.a. Primetime King. What's up?
Primetime King, hey, what's going on? Yep, I was just telling I was just saying that you should be joining us. So, you know, I see that the draft room just got set up, and
yep.
This is very exciting. I was just about to tell people the background of the live draft. Vince being a founding member will remember that when we started the EAFL and we went into season two, we kind of just had everybody email list out to say what teams they wanted, and I would then compile the list and determine what team people got. And, you know, one day I was saying, you know, there's got to be a better way to list or get it done, but we need something with a little bit more excitement. I'm always looking to bring excitement to the league. And I decided, let me try AIM, AOL Instant Messenger, and let's see if we can do something NFL draft-like where we actually announced the draft pick and had a little bit of drama. And I'll tell you, we've been doing this now for, I'd say, I don't know, Vince, 24, 25 seasons. And
yep.
I think it's exciting every year just to see who gets what team and to really just sit back and kind of watch people make their selections. And some selections you can kind of pick. And other selections, you know, you got to sit back and say, what could they have possibly been thinking? So,
exactly.
This should be pretty fun this year. We've got a fairly stacked league this year, going into season 27, as stacked as we've ever had. And this should be pretty exciting. Now, Vince, you made the playoffs, so unfortunately, with being a playoff team, you know, that means that you're probably not a top 10 pick. But what pick do you have this year?
Currently, I think I have the 16th pick.
16th pick, okay.
Yeah,
what are your thoughts? I mean, it's early, and we haven't even started the draft yet. As I'm sitting here in the draft room, I see you're in the draft room as well, and we have now 18 participants in the draft room. But, you know, at 16, I'm at pick three because, you know, once again, I didn't have the season that I hoped to have. So, you know, I'm fairly high up on the list. But at pick 16, Who are you hoping for? Do you even want to disclose, knowing that some of your competitors are listening as we speak? Do you want to put it out there, or are you going to be bum? Or what are you hoping for?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I was on AIM the whole day, and a lot of people instant messaged me asking me who you got. You know, just like you did. And I'm gonna tell people what I tell. I'm gonna tell you what I tell everybody else. I'm gonna go off three steps. Number one, a mobile QB. No. A fast running back, then a mobile QB, then a spectacular catch receiver. I'm going to go with the, you know, the team that best fits me and not the best team available. That's my motto this year. I mean, that's my key to success this year in the draft. To go with the team that fits me.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish.
Yeah, go with the team that fits me and not the best team available, unless it's the Pats.
Now, yeah, well, I hear you. I have it on good authority that the Pats will not be available at pick 3, so I won't be playing with the Pats this season. But so your philosophy, different than most people's philosophy of picking the best team available, you're looking at players. You have a scheme in mind, and based on your scheme in Madden NFL 08, you're looking at what players are going to make my scheme successful.
Exactly, because I'm seeing Bears just winning the Super Bowl. He did it with Chicago Bears, and I haven't been able to do that. And I picked them, you know, here and there every other season, and I haven't been able to do it. I've reached the Super Bowl with the Bears, but haven't been able to get it done. But with Bears' scheme, you know, sorry, Bears, if I'm giving up too much. he uses speed, a lot of speed, you know. He doesn't rely on spectacular catch, you know, one thing, you know, his whole game is around speed, and the Bears, you know, matched up perfectly. And I believe he would have been able to get, like, you know, I don't think the Bears were the best team at the time. I think he was able to get another team, maybe. I'm not sure, but you look at that and you just go by, you know, who matches up well with your scheme, and that's how I'm going about it. That's what I'm going about this draft.
Okay. Well, you know, that makes a lot of sense, and I should probably, you know, I should probably listen to you, but, you know, being that I'm not as competitive as I would like to be, I can actually have the benefit of picking a good team and not have to worry about players. Hopefully in season 28, I'll be in the same boat and have to look at players and not teams, but that's putting the cart before the horse. Let's see what's going on in the draft room right now. I see Strife is being Strife and complaining about us having the draft on Easter Sunday, but he's here. So, you know, so much for that.
Okay,
and looks like we have 18. What's that? Go ahead.
I was saying I got to get back in the room. I disconnected from the Google computer, and I'm trying to get on the good one so nothing won't happen when the draft starts. Yeah.
All right. Well, the draft hasn't started yet. I'm sitting back monitoring things as we speak. It's about 8:07 according to my clock. So it's not unusual that the draft get started late, combination of just the commissioner being ready to start the draft and then waiting for people to join. When you have 32 teams and then we get an average of 5 to 10 lists, that would mean that you really want to see closer to 20, 22 teams or owners in the draft room, and then you really know that you pretty much got everybody. Right now we're sitting at 17, so I think we'll get started momentarily. And I actually have pick 3, and here goes Tiki welcoming everybody to the draft. And, you know, I got to take a minute and commend Tiki or Nelson for doing really a great job with the league. And I'm really pleased that, you know, as the commissioner of our most prominent league, that he's just done a fabulous job. And and even taking over the draft duties from me personally, he hasn't missed a beat. So I want to take a minute to just commend Nelson on the just exceptional work that he has done as the commissioner of EAFL 360. Would you agree with that, Vince?
Totally, totally. I gotta get back in the room first. I'm computer freezing up, and it's supposed to be a good one.
I have Live for the Game giving me instructions on how to use Blog Talk Radio. It shows that apparently he didn't realize that we did a dry run already on Thursday. So he said he just instant messaged me messages on how to call in and knowing that I have a special number. And Liv, if you're out there, which you probably aren't listening because you're messaging me instead of listening. We got it covered, brother. We got it covered. So let me just message him back. Got it covered. Why don't you tune in and listen?
All right.
So that's that message. So let's see where we are. All right. So Jay Bev has just been congratulated. Jay Bev, I'll tell you, this is a guy who's really taken the EAFL by storm. You know, I think he's in his third season now, and I tell you, I haven't seen his level of play since probably Dub C back in the PS2 days. A real solid play. I played him last season, and we went into overtime in a game that I should have won. And I, looking back on it, don't know how I stayed competitive with him, because the guy is just that doggone good, really. And congratulations to Jay Bev at being the season 26 Super Bowl champ.
Yep. Bev is the man right now. That's what it's all about, winning them ships. Trying to get my second.
Well, you know, Vince, I think you have some of the best skills in the game, and you know, I think that you certainly have the ability to go deep into the playoffs, and I'm glad that you returned. I know that at some point you had thought about not returning, but I'm glad that you did. The league needs you, so it's good to have you back for season 27.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm probably gonna stick around till 9. Then I might have to take a break seriously, because I'd be traveling to college and stuff like that. But I won't be gone too long, maybe a season at the most.
Well, I think summertime, I think that we're going to reevaluate, you know, when May, June comes around. I think we're going to evaluate where we're at with the league. And, you know, summer's tough because everyone's waiting for the new Madden to come out. We have a lot of people that are going into college. We have a lot of older guys that are taking vacations and doing things with their family. It's warm out all over the country. So summer's tough, and I think that, you know, we have to respect that people enjoy the league, but at the same time, a break from Madden isn't a bad thing. And football is really an indoor winter activity, or at least football video game wise. So I think that, you know, when June hits, we will take a serious look at when we want to take a break, and how long of a break that we want to take. So, you know, I don't know that you'll miss as many seasons as you may think you'll miss.
Yeah.
Tiki is posting to remind everybody that the 4 week per game requirement is going to be more strictly enforced, and we instituted this two seasons ago, but we've, you know, Tiki decided to roll slowly with it and to ensure that guys really understood that this was going to be serious. And I think this season, you know, he's going to really crack down on the 4-game-per-week season and really penalize people or even remove them if they're not able to meet the requirement. And I don't blame them. And quite frankly, I was one of the ones who slacked a bit. But this season, I'll be right up on it.
Yeah, you know me. I get 16 in 2 days, so I'm all good.
Yeah, Vince, you don't mess around. You stop living to play Madden when this new season starts. And,
you
so
know, honestly,
I think
that comes back, you know, to haunt me, because I play 16 extra quick and I got them 2-3 weeks to, you know, just sit there and I don't play no league games. So then come playoff time, it's just like, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Look for me to change it up and just get 4 in a week. But then you never know, I might put it into speed burst and go ahead and get them all in tomorrow.
Right. The next post on the in the message boards was no player of the week or coach of the week this season because not enough people participated. Affects you because you're the one that actually handles that. So did you and Tiki talk about that, or?
Well, Tiki never came to me about anything. I don't know what the deal is with that. What I was going to do was I was going to take away the maybe the 4 games a week, you know, restraint that you had to get 4 games in just to be able to list a nominee and just let people do it freely. And then if at the end of the season, if you didn't have all your games in, then I was going to take, you know, the player of the week right away or take, you know, give it to somebody else. Cause, I mean, people just straight up, you know, they didn't nominate nobody. They didn't nominate their players. They didn't nominate other people's players. It was just a bust after week one.
Well, I would say go talk to Tiki and see. And if there is a way to come up with something that you guys can both agree with, I'm all for it. I'll let you guys make that decision. I do think that my philosophy is I'm not going to do anything that the league isn't going to support. Why bother? I mean, that's time that you're taking out of, you know, that's time that you're taking to give something back to the league. And if they're not going to support it, then, hey, let it go. We just had our first pick, and our first pick is not a surprising one. Mr. Bill picks the New England Patriots. Not a surprising pick at all. He picked the Patriots, and Patriots are considered the most dominant team in Madden, so there's no surprise there. Pimmer is on the clock, and let's see. Now, Mr. Bill finished 2-14 with the Chargers last year, and the Chargers are another team that are considered a dominant team in Madden, one of the top three or four teams that people use in tournaments. And and so, you know, what are your thoughts on a guy that went 2-14 with the Chargers, not with the Patriots? You know, do you think he's going to do much better?
No offense, not at all. I think passing is a lot more harder than the ball, and I'm guessing he ran a lot with San Diego. I'm not sure, but hey, you never know. Some people, you know, they might get the game up, and that all that can change. But I haven't seen somebody go from 2-14.
Yeah,
I haven't seen nobody in the league go from 2-14 to playoffs or even a decent season yet. So I doubt it.
Right, right. Well, the second pick has been made, and again, no surprise with the second pick. Pimmer, who actually is not, in my opinion, who is not a bad baller at all, not a bad, you know, competitor, you know, had a bad season and thus got the second pick. And he took the San Diego Chargers, which, again, would not be, you know, a shock. Again, another dominant team in the Madden game. And quite frankly, that leaves us to pick number three. And the pick number three is me, Vince. And I messaged Tiki to give me a moment because I really wanted to take a second and think about my pick. And I'm looking at some of the thoughts in the chat room, and I've got the boys saying that I'm going to pick the Cowboys. S. Jack is saying just don't take the Packers. Casper is joking around saying that I'm going to pick the Giants. And Tiki, knowing me pretty well, says I'd be shocked if T ever picked the Giants. You know, hey, Vince, you got any suggestions for me on pick three?
For my game, you like to pass the ball, and, you know, you like to throw them quick passes. If I was you, I'd go with the Colts and just have at it.
Colts? Okay. Yeah, I mean, at this point, there's really only two teams that I would feel comfortable with. You're welcome, Pimmer. Pimmer just gave me a shout-out, and back at you, Pimmer, and S. Jack. I'm giving you a shout-out, too. S-Jax is a great new member to the league, and I came up from EAFL Europe not that long ago and has been a great addition to the league. Pimmer's been with us for a long time, another solid member of the league, and he's an accountant, too. I like anybody that handles money, I got to like because I like money. but you know what, Vince? I mean, when it comes down to it, there's only two teams that I could take at this point, and it would have to be either the Cowboys or the Colts. And my blue blood really has to have me go back to my Cowboys. The league rule says that you can only take a team two seasons in a row, and then you must take in the third season another team. And since the Patriots are gone and the Chargers are gone, it kind of makes it pretty simple for me to go ahead and let me take the Cowboys one more time. And, you know, I've actually played one season with them, and I really can jump right into my season now because I know what I'm up against. So I feel pretty good now that I have 16 games under my belt that
right.
It's very possible that I could really make some noise with the Cowboys. Live for the Game just posted that I'm going all the way this season.
Anyway,
yeah. and
Marion Barber is a beast. Pound that rock a little bit more. That's all I'll say. You like to pass that ball and get that – the T.O. a lot. That's nice because you got this one play that, you know, it's killing me in our game. But
Yeah, I know the play too, and trust me, you'll see it again if we're competitors. Casper just posted about the Shiz rule, and the Shiz rule is, again, two seasons in a row is all you can do with a team, and then the third season you must take another team. So I am in good shape. Let's see.
All right. That's the thing that best.
Ray Rider has just taken the Jaguars with the fourth pick. Okay, I just got a message. Let's see. I think Coach K is ready to join us, so let me go ahead and bring Coach K in to the show. EAFL Radio, welcome, Coach K.
What's going on? Happy Easter, happy draft.
Coach
Happy
Killa.
Easter, sir. All right. Yeah, we were just talking, and I'll just review for anybody out there listening. Pick one, Mr. Bill, New England Patriots. Pick two was Pimmer, San Diego Chargers. Pick three, the commission self with the Cowboys. I'd say with the first three picks, no real surprises. Pick four, Gray Rider, Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, let's look at Gray Rider's last season. He had the Colts at 4-12. Coach, you just joined us, so let's hear from you. What do you think about Gray Rider, who went, let's see, Gray Rider went 4-12 with the Colts. What are your thoughts on Gray Rider taking the Jags at pick four?
Well, the thing is that I've noticed that even though he went 4-12 with the Colts, he has been working on his game. His pass game has been really, he's been really, really working on it. So I'm thinking that the reason why he did pick the Jaguars is because of the big receivers that they're really easy to use with. And then also at the same time, they got, Maurice Jones-Drew, Taylor. So with the pass opening up things for the run, that's definitely something that's good. And then plus two, the best mobile quarterback in Madden, probably besides Tony Romo in Garrard.
Yep.
Wow. Vince, what do you think?
Same thing as Coach King said. Jacksonville, like I said, they fit me perfectly. Like I said previously, I wanted more about QB and the fast running back, Maurice Jones-Drew, David Garrard. You got your spec catcher, Matt Jones, and Williams. You're good to go. And you're not running up the middle on that team. I don't know how he plays the defense, but you set it up nice. Dives and all that crap and stuff. Quick.
Well, My thoughts are that that's just too high for the Jags. I was kind of surprised with the Colts still out there, and there's some other teams out there that I would put ahead of the Jaguars. But hey, I mean, he had the Colts already, so I guess where else can you go from the Colts if the Patriots and the Chargers are gone, the Cowboys are gone? But I don't know. I just think that's kind of high for the Jags, but. We had a casualty in the draft. The fifth pick was supposed to be, let me look back here. West Coast Surfer had the fifth pick and failed to show up for the draft, failed to send in a list. Drewski then moved up to get his pick at five, and Drewski picks the Denver Broncos at pick five. So, now, Drewski last season, let's see how Drewski did. Drewski had the Packers at 6-10. Vince, what do you think? He goes from the Packers at 6-10 to the Broncos. Do you think there's going to be any improvement there?
I'm going to put this on the radio. Drewski beat me last season. Now, I was talking to Coach K after that game, in my complaining mood. I don't know if K remembers or not, but a lot of, weird stuff happened. He had the ball. He had, the first.
Hey, Vince, let me just hold that thought real quick. I just want to update everybody that Coach K, who's on this talk as we speak, is also on the clock. So we actually get live from Coach K who he's going to take. But go ahead and continue, Vince.
But, yeah, make it short. It's like Madden guys was in favor of that game. Fumbles, I didn't get the ball until, the third quarter. And by that time, I finally scored, and it was too late. I couldn't convert in my last possession, to get the win. As for him picking the Broncos now, I see him going 8-8. Maybe
8-8 with the Broncos? Okay. Pick six was Snip, S-N-P, Fox, and he took the Colts. And again, to get the Colts at pick six is pretty nice. I think the Colts, you know, should be a top five team, and to get the Colts at six is pretty nice. Let's see, Mr. Fox, last season, I'm looking up his record to see where he finished, and he had the Vikings at 6-10. So he might actually be in pretty good shape to go from the Vikings to the Colts. He might be a team to keep your eye on, you know, next season. Let's see. I'm going into the chat room to see what's going on. They're waiting on Coach K. Coach K, it's your pick. You know, you got your big board up. What's your thoughts?
There's a lot to pick from. There's a lot to pick from. Man,
like I said earlier, go to the team that best fits you, not the best team available.
Oh, no doubt. Let me see. I think I'm narrowing it down to the
Okay. While Coach K is thinking, I'm taking an instant message. Drewski would like everyone to know that with the Packers that he had last season, he was also in a tough division with Tiki and J-Bev, and he just like it known that that could be part of the reason why he wasn't as successful as he could be. So, you know, putting it out there for Drewski, not sure why, but there you go, Drewski. We got you covered, baby. So let's see what you can do this year with those Broncos.
Well, One second.
All right, here we go.
Everybody out there listening, Two Cools want me to mention that Pimmer beat them last season for whatever reason.
All right, tell these guys to take this seriously. we are not, huh?
He did beat them.
Who beat you?
Pimmer did beat Two Cool last season.
And what's his point in putting that out there?
You know, it's my fault because I didn't catch his IM earlier, but he was trying to say that when he picked him here.
I'm sorry, Vince, I missed that.
I was just saying that he wasn't trying to be funny enough. He told me to mention that once Pimmer selected San Diego, and we was talking about Pimmer's season.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's been mentioned. So, pick seven, we've got Coach K, and Coach K took the Rams. And the Rams, in many people's opinions, are considered one of the best offenses in Madden. And Coach K, maybe give some insight on, as we wait for Master Ace to make his selection, you know, give some thoughts on what had you pick the Rams.
Well, what made me pick the Rams was basically, the choice was between the Bengals, Rams, and Packers, basically. And the reason why I picked the Rams was obviously they have a great offense. They got speed on defense. And then also, too, just considering the division, the teams that are in the division, like San Francisco, Seattle, and I mean, the only other team that's like really like geared towards Madden is the Cardinals with those big receivers. So, you know, and considering that the Bengals aren't, you know, they have a great offense, but their defense is terrible. And, you know, they're also in a division with the Browns, explosive offense. And then also they're in division with the Ravens. And, you know, they have their defense and some decent, manageable Madden offense. And then also against Steelers, you know, tough defense, Willie Parker, so on and so forth. And, you know, the Packers, you know, that's always – NFC North is always a division where it always seems like the most elite people are coming in. So if someone picks up the Packers, someone good is going to pick up Chicago, someone good is going to pick up Detroit, and someone good is going to pick Vikings and run all over everyone with them. So it's my logic.
Now, does it – let me just jump in. Does it affect you to know that Casper – one of the better guys in the league failed to, close the deal with those very same Rams Does that concern you?
Not at all. That's Casper. I'm me.
Well, I say that because Casper generally is one of the better guys in the league. So, you know, you can say that that's Casper and you're you, but if we look at track record, you know, Casper's on another level from actually you and me both. So I just wonder if that would concern you that a guy who, you know, historically is an 11-12 win, perennial 11-12 win guy, couldn't close it with the Rams. You know, the question, you know, does that concern you that you're picking a team that a guy on that level couldn't close it? And does it worry you that maybe that's a team that there's just something missing that you won't find out until you actually play with them?
Well, I mean, the thing is that I think if there's one thing that's true in the EAFL, is that 1+1 doesn't equal 2. And there are a lot of times where it's like, hey, I beat that guy, and then after that, I beat that guy, but then after that, that guy loses to someone else that I should have beat, or so on and so forth. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what kind of scheme Casper was running. Maybe a similar scheme to what a lot of people in the league run. But I just feel like, I don't know. I mean, that wasn't a consideration in my mind.
So the answer is you're not worried about it.
No.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's catch everybody up on the draft and a couple of comments in the meantime. And I would remind everyone out there, if you have things to say, you can email me at EAFL Commissioner on AOL. I'm logged on now, and I'm in the draft room. You can send an email if you like, but as Bama says, you know, our generation will text or IM before emailing. But for the older guys that might want to email, feel free to email me at EAFLradio@EAFLmadden.com, or feel free to call in. Of course, you know, being the host of the show, I don't necessarily have the call-in number, but now I do. 347-838-9525. And anybody else out there who might be listening, who is not a member of the league but interested in talking with us about Madden or talking with us about the league, feel free to call in, 347-838-9525. Love to hear from you. Love to talk to you.
We got to talk about these picks, Pete. Oh, man.
All right. So catching everybody up on the picks. We've got, hold on here, let me write this one down. We had Coach K at pick 7 with the Rams. At pick 8, we had the Master Ace, who was picking the Packers. I don't think that's a bad pick at 8. I'm okay with that. Chargers for Life at pick 9 with the G-Men. So that means that Chargers for Life and myself will be locking up with a couple of games. Soul at pick 10 has picked the Steelers. And there was a comment by Tiki in the draft room, and Tiki, the commissioner of EAFL 360 and the host of the draft, so Tiki will be calling in, time permitting, when the draft is over, said that he hopes that Seoul loses every game, if I got that right. So pretty interesting there. There's a little rivalry must be between Seoul and Tiki. And at pick 11, we have Strife going with the New Orleans Saints and what some people consider to be the unstoppable Reggie Bush in the Madden game. And you know, Strife, generally speaking, is a contender, so that might be a dangerous combination to look for. And finally, the last pick that we didn't catch, as it happened, would be Rye Dog. And Rye Dog wants all day Adrian Peterson and the Vikings. So to recap, we've got Master Ace at 8 with the Packers, at 9 Chargers for Life with the Giants, 10 Soul with the Steelers, 11 Strife with the Saints, and pick 12 goes to Rye Dog and the Vikings. Vince, any comments on any of these picks?
Strife taking Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that's stupid. Sorry.
Strife at New Orleans.
Strife
with
the Saints.
Excuse me.
Soul took the Steelers.
Soul
taking the Pittsburgh Steelers. Soul taking the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was straight stupid. Not dissing Soul at all, if he's listening.
Agreed.
He's cool. You know I'm cool with him. But seeing as he hasn't had, the best of seasons with San Diego and was it Washington, Pittsburgh, that's not a big good pick. Because I think Pittsburgh, I previously stated that Seattle was the best, the weakest of the best team. Pittsburgh is the weakest of the best team, to be correct. So, I don't know. He should have picked the Saints, in my opinion, because he likes to run the ball.
I think something that people out there that might be listening, on blogtalkradio.com that might have found our show and got curious but may not be a part of Madden, you really have to understand, in order to be a competitive Madden baller, that you can't assume that a competitive NFL team is going to be a competitive video game team. It really is a completely different world. And loyalties aside, for many seasons, I would play with the Cowboys just because I enjoyed playing with my team, but I knew they sucked, and I knew that there would be no real competitive feature about them. And you really can't bring, the NFL mentality into a video game when you're picking teams. I think sometimes guys will do that. They'll look at the NFL and they'll say, look at what these guys are doing in the NFL. I want to play with that team. And outside of maybe the Patriots, it really just doesn't work that way.
Hey, Kay. Well, excuse me if I'm interrupting anything. Do you know the speed of the Oakland Raiders running backs?
The speed of the Oakland Raiders running backs. Fargus is basically, the fastest they have. I think he's at 95 or something like that. 96.
Yeah, right back. I got to go turn on the game. So then my pick is coming up. Excuse me.
All right, Vince is going to go take his pick. I was about to say, if you guys want to talk offline, that's fine. Vince has a pick coming up, I believe, at 16, so he's going to step away and do some research, and we'll welcome Vince back when he's ready to join us and tell us either who he's going to take or why he took whoever. In the meantime, Live for the Game at pick 13, another guy who has come onto the scene and been very competitive, has a Super Bowl championship underneath his belt. And at pick 13, picks the Detroit Lions. Okay, Coach, as we have I don't know if this is the next baller. Is this franchise or is this Fran 2424? Because Tiki just said Fran, so I'm not sure which Fran this is.
I think it's Fran the Fran 2424, because he goes by Fran, and then the franchise goes by the franchise or Titans own.
Okay. What do you think about the Lions going at 13?
The Lions going at 13, I mean, they are, like you discussed before, they are a team that are built for Madden 08, especially with the wideouts, with the very, very high, that's basically the highest rated pair of wideouts in terms of special catchability. They basically fell into his hands. And that's exactly what I was talking about, regarding the NFC, NFC North.
Okay. We have a couple of the callers, and I just want to let everybody know that when you do call in, I may not get to you right away. Hang in there, and we will take one call at a time. We will not have eight or nine guys on as we did Thursday night. That's chaos. Let you say your comments and say your piece, and then I'll let you go and get to the next caller. And I believe on the line right now, I am welcoming former Super Bowl champ, Live for the Game.
What up, T?
Welcome to the show, sir. And I think it's only fair to say that our radio experience on Blog Talk Radio is in part due to the suggestion by Live for the Game, who did suggest that the league check this site out, and we did and loved it, and here we are. So we appreciate the heads up, Liv. But moving on, you at pick 13 has taken the Lions. What are your thoughts on taking the Lions?
I was expecting 14, so 13, that's even one better. But usually I had a problem last season because, last season I knew who was in what division, so I was picking based on who is not the worst one left. So I picked the Buffalo Bills based on who was in my division, and then it ended up, there's no way you can win the Super Bowl with the competition in this league with the Bills. So this season I had the opposite problem, too many good teams. So I got my pick, and I'm looking at Cleveland, Cincinnati, Washington, Carolina, and then Detroit, and even Philly. I mean, I got, like, so many teams to pick from, so I just had to take the hometown team. I'm from Michigan, so I had to go with my Lions. Plus, I think CJ is the number two wide receiver in the game, on this game, at least.
Now, you know, having played the Lions last season with a pretty decent owner in Tiki, I was a bit surprised that their cornerbacks are not very good at all. Are you concerned on the defensive side that it's really going to turn into a shootout and that your defense may not have enough to keep you in games?
No, I mean, Ernie Sims and what the fuck is his name? Linebacker.
Keep it clean, please.
Boss Bailey and Ernie Sims are fast. And then, on offense, I got a similar backfield to what I had when I had Tampa Bay. I got Duckett, I got Tatum Bell, and then I got Kevin Jones who can pound it. So, I mean, I got players everywhere. It depends on how Kitna's going to show up.
Okay. Coach K, any thoughts?
I know you're going to do damage with them. That's all I got to say.
Any predictions, Liv? You're a former Super Bowl champ. Any predictions for season 27? Liv for the game?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear
you
now. You
got me? All right. My prediction is that Ride Dog pissed me off by taking my team. I was gonna take my Vikes back to the promised land after landing short two seasons in a row, but I mean he took my team, so I'm just gonna be out to get him.
Okay, so what about the ending of your season? Do you foresee another trip to the promised land, or you know how do you think your season's gonna play out?
I mean the Lions are definitely better at the Bills at probably every position, so. I see it ending well, but I mean, there's all these playoff teams that are having that are getting good picks. So everyone's going to be a contender again this year. No excuses this year. No excuses about teams.
True. Hey, and you know, just for the record, you got the commission on your schedule this year too.
Oh yeah, that's 2 years in a row, right?
Now I'm not telling you that you need to be shaking in your boots or anything, but you know, I'll just say that the Cowboys and the Lions do lock up. And last season I played Tiki with those very same Lions, and Tiki's pretty good. And I was able to pull the upset victory, and a lot of it had to do with just the Lions' cornerbacks not being able to cover very well. So
I mean, you played me with the Bills, though, last season. How'd that end up, T? We don't want to get into that, do we?
Well, you know, you won. You won the game. We can get into it. I there's no shame in my game. You know, we can get into it. You won with the Bills. The one advantage I'll have this season is I'm coming back for the second season in a row with the same team. So
I had the Lions in EFL in Europe before I got called up. Plus, I just play with them because they're my home team. So I know
that's
them.
That's not the same as having the same team two seasons in a row, though. It's like I just played 16 games of preseason, so I anticipate being able to be a little bit more competitive than the last season where I was still trying to figure out, you know, what my scheme was going to be. So I'll put you on notice. Look out.
Ha, ha, ha. I'm shaking in my boots right now.
There you go. All right, Liv, we're going to move on. Thanks for calling in. Good luck in season 27. And, again, thanks for the suggestion to use Blog Talk Radio. We think it's a great addition to the league. And I look forward to our game.
Oh, yeah. We'll get it going. And thanks for having me.
All right. You take care.
Peace.
Hello? Am I still on?
Yeah, you're still here. I'm about to bring in the next caller. I was disconnecting Liv. All right. And... Yeah, you know, we're having a second of technical difficulty here. Hang in there, everybody. All right, while I'm trying to bring in the next caller, Vince at pick 15, kind of a surprise pick to me, and kind of an interesting pick to me because Vince picked the Philadelphia Eagles. And not only is that a bit of a surprise, but also put Vince in my division, as we will lock up two times this season. Hopefully we can get our connection issues solved. But, Vince, talk to me about your selection of the Eagles.
I looked at everybody that was left. See, I had the Chicago Bears in my mind, and I was like, Sexy Rexy, just so you know, he isn't in my, you know, I don't want to use him. And then it was the Oakland Raiders. That's why I asked Kay about the running backs, the speed. I looked at Donovan McNabb, mobile QB, great arm, and I looked at Westbrook, can run the mess out the ball, and he can catch it out the backfield. So I'm looking to, you know, change things up a bit in the offense. I just hope that I can play some D this season, because the D I played last season with Carolina was straight horrible.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
We're going to lock up twice. You ready?
What? Of course.
Yeah, I need to put some fear in guys, and guys are doing the old Coach K, routine of drafting into my division and thinking they're going to get two easy wins, and I'm going to have to do something about that. You know, that was the rumor that Coach K, you know, was spewing several seasons ago. You know, I'm going to go where T goes because I know I'm going to get two wins, and then I put a couple of butt whoopings on him, and he stopped doing that. So.
Casper just says, T, do you want me to come to your division? I'm guessing he's listening.
I'm sure Casper's listening, and I don't tell people where to go. If Casper wants to come to my division, bring it. You know, I don't know if Casper has a bigger beef with me or with maybe, you know, there's a couple other guys out there that he might have a bigger beef with. I did not Casper out of the playoffs this year. J-Bev did, and J-Bev did it to the point where Casper quit. In the third quarter, and he didn't quit the game, but admitted that he started labbing because, you know, the game was lost. So if I was Casper, sure, you can come into my division, but maybe you want to go at J-Bev, the guy who took your championship. He said, Bev picks before me. Oh, that's true. He will be picking before Bev, so he won't be able to choose the division that you know, he won't be picking after Bev, so that is a good point. So I guess my point was, hey, if I'm the main guy that you're worried about, come to my division. But I would think that you got some other people out there that are more on your list than T. But, hey, T may not be the best guy in the league, but I'm not afraid of anybody. I am definitely not afraid of anybody.
That's
so.
We're never scared.
Seems like a lot of people are listening to I'm on spring break now, so whoever want to hit me up with some lab games, let me know.
Okay. Yeah, I have a caller from the 702 area code, and I am trying to get on to the show. I apologize for the technical difficulties. Just hang in there, and I'm sure that they will self-correct, and you'll be able to join us momentarily. So just hang in there. 702.
Odds makers. It's the Boogies in Vegas.
Bring it, Casper. That's all I'm going to say. Bring it.
Okay, just for the record, Casper is communicating through the chat room that I said that I shut him out for three quarters, and he'll make sure that doesn't happen, and he wants two shots at Vince. So, hey, you know, Casper, it's up to you. It's done now. S-Jack just took the Redskins, so it's a non-issue. All right, so let me try to recap some picks because I've fallen behind just a little bit. So give me a minute to recap some picks. So the last pick that we had announced was Vince took the Eagles at 15. At 16, Tiki, our very own commish, took the Bengals. And let me just say, what the F? Tiki to get the Bengals at 16 is an injustice.
Yep.
I don't know who let the Bengals drop all the way to 16. And Chad Johnson and Houshmandzadeh and Rudy, oh, my goodness gracious.
Someone picked the Steelers ahead of the Bengals.
I tell you guys, I just don't understand our league sometimes, man. You know, you got a guy like Tiki who is I think Tiki has made the playoffs in every single season except one in both platforms. Hall of Famer, arguably one of the toughest competitors ever in the history of this league. And at pick 16, you let him get the Bengals?
With that said, I know it probably never crossed you guys' mind.
Who they?
What do you guys think about drafting a team just so somebody else won't be able to get that team?
You know, I'll tell you, Vince, and I'll let Coach K speak in a second. Let me hold that and let me just finish the picks. Lance at 17 took the Panthers. The Boys, another tough competitor, took the Cardinals. I'm going to comment on that in a minute. Keegan, former division rival of mine, had the Eagles last year, took me out in both games. I got nothing to say. He's a good baller. Has the Titans. And S-Jack comes to the NFC East to join me and Vince with the Redskins. Vince says, what is your thoughts on taking a team so someone else doesn't get them? You know, I think that's not a bad thought if, in fact, you are drafting ahead of somebody that you know has particular skills. And if that team can fit your scheme and you can also keep them away from somebody else, I'd say do it, because I can't tell you how many seasons we've been around that people miss out on teams and they let super teams or even solid teams fall as far as some of these teams has fallen, and I don't get it. Coach K, you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, I think that strategy, there's like, man, I mean, you're one person in the league of 32 people, so you're competing against 31 other variables. So I think that's a little bit too much to think about when you're making your pick. I think that basically when you make your pick, you pick basically I've learned that you should pick based on your strengths, and just like Tiger Woods was is known to play against the course. He doesn't play against players. He plays against the course. So if you're going to think about drafting, think about playing against the whole league as a whole instead of just the specific situations.
Okay. All right. So we have the Boys with the Cardinals at pick 18. And, again, we have the Boys at some point will be a Hall of Famer. There's really no doubt about that. If all he has to do is stay in the league long enough, and he'll be in the Hall of Fame. Came back to the EAFL last season for the first time in the 360 version year with the Dolphins. I think consensus is the Dolphins are the worst team in Madden, and made it to the playoffs. Had a solid year with a really crappy team and made it to the playoffs, and some of us picked him to actually go to the Super Bowl, and you know, he went as far as he could with the Dolphins. But now the Boys at pick 18 gets the Cardinals.
Wow, Casper with my bad, T.
No, that's okay. Now, the Boys would pick 18 with the Cardinals. Vince, what do you think there?
It's not fair, and that's why I brought up the question about picking another team just so somebody else wouldn't get in. But either way it goes, the Boys getting somebody other than Miami is just – it shouldn't be allowed. It should be a rule in the EAFL. But, I mean, it's all good. I mean, it's all competitive fun, and I see them – he might come out the NFC with the Cardinals, because we all know that Bolden and Fitzgerald catches everything. So it's just like it's going to be clockwork for the Boys unless, you know, he breaks three fingers.
All right. Hey, technical difficulties have been solved. We've got a caller from the 702 area code. You're on EAFL Radio. Who am I speaking to?
Chargers for life.
Got to say it
Hello?
Again, sir.
Chargers for life.
Chargers for life. Thanks for calling in, sir. Now, you are pick 9, and you took the Giants at pick 9. Well, what was your thought process when you decided to go with the Giants?
The Chargers were gone. You picked the Cowboys, so Cowboys and Chargers have what I need to win. Got a good tight end, running back, okay receivers. Had to take them with that. It's just a simple.
Yeah, it's a perfect start.
Okay. Now.
Stop that.
Now you're on the phone with Coach K, Primetime King, and myself. I took the Cowboys, as you know. Primetime King took the Eagles, and now you're in our division. You got 4 year games that you're on the phone with. Anything you want to tell us?
Hey, Primetime King, you didn't have to beat me 30-5 last time, but that was okay. I never played you, so I want to see what you're like, but fine. five times. You played like four seasons, two against my stepdad, one against me. I saw you one season by yourself. I'm going to try to figure out a way to beat you. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to get on the game tonight. Try to figure out a way.
Just take some practice.
Now, you know, you had the 49ers last season and went 8-8 with the 49ers. So clearly you are stepping up in talent from the 49ers to the G-men. You know, are you ready to, on live radio, to predict a playoff spot? Are you ready to say, I'm playoffs in season 27?
I will say it right now. I am playoff bound, okay? 49ers were my kind of system. I got 8 wins, 1 good win, rest probably garbage people. No offense to anybody I took a victory from. I lost to hard people, and it was just a bad season for me. After being with the Chargers in the Europe League or Europe 360, with being 4-1, you got sent up with the 49ers was a big, like a world change for me.
Okay, so he's predicting playoffs, Vince. Now you're in the NFC East. You got anything to say?
Yes, me and S-Jack, no offense, Chargers, but I got to find some way to beat S-Jack in these two games. Nothing against you, T. I'm going to go ahead and sweep you two, to be honest. And if I can find some way to beat S-Jack, if I can find a way to get one against S-Jack, I'll be taking that division.
Go ahead, Chargers. Go ahead.
I mean, every time I played S-Jack, I played in my first season in the NFC Conference in the E360, or EF360, and lost. Played them in the regular season, E360, lost. Played them this season, lost twice. I have nothing against. I've tried for 4 games to take a victory off S-Jack, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, they have a little rivalry of sorts dating back to Europe.
He took me. I'm like, I was 50-1. I was 50-1 to EF360 on my first season. Our Capper baller quit, so I didn't get a game in my division, though. I was cocky. I was confident. I thought I was going to just a regular 360 and then just get beat down by him. Took a blow to my confidence.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I think it's a tough division. I think that S-Jack and Chargers have a rivalry. S-Jack and Vince definitely have a rivalry where Vince feels like S-Jack right now has his number. And I think it's going to be interesting that the NFC East has such talent, including the commish. Thank you very much. So I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see how the NFC wraps up. But, Chargers, thanks for calling in. I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling in. I wish you luck in season 27. And, you know, we got 2 games, so we'll get ours in. And, hey, I wish you well. Good luck for the upcoming season.
Hey, can I say one thing?
Sure.
Before I go?
Sure.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I will be out of town. So I'm going to try to get my 4 games in. Sunday to Wednesday. Just pointing that out. I'll be gone from Thursday to Sunday.
Okay. You can put that on the message boards, but good mentioning it. So, all right. Well, good luck to you, and we'll catch up with you soon. Take care.
All right.
We're in the street team, NFC stack once again. All right.
What's that now? What'd you say?
I said the word on the street is that the NFC is stacked once again, and you're in it.
Yeah, you know, the reality, though, Vince, is that the commission is never considered a contender or a threat. So even though I'm in the stacked division, you know, it's no one ever takes me seriously. And that's fine. And I think it'll be the same this season.
Yeah, but I was talking more in terms of just the conference and whole, because I think someone mentioned that there's 10 playoff teams in the NFC. I'm not sure.
That's fine. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't have a problem with it. I you know, I don't care how many games I lose. There's no fear coming from me whatsoever. I can go 0-16, 1-15, and I'm going to play every game hard. I'm going to play every game to win. And, You know, unfortunately, I can't practice at the game as much as I would like to, but that doesn't mean that when it's game time that I won't bring my best. And you know, we'll see. You know, I did want to say that I think that the Giants owner, Chargers for Life, I appreciate his enthusiasm. I think that's about all he's got to offer, though, is enthusiasm. I don't know that he understands how tough it's going to be in our division. It's really going to be a challenging division. And I think S-Jack coming into our division. And S-Jack, if you're out there, we'd love to hear from you. I'd say right now you're probably the favorite to win the NFC East. So, you know, give us a call and let us know what your thoughts are. But let's catch up on the draft picks because, you know, we've got some very interesting selection. We had Keegan with the Titans at 19. I think that's a very solid pick for him. I think that he'll be very competitive and back in the playoffs. We have S-Jack, as we mentioned, with the Raiders. Former Super Bowl champ Calvi at pick 21 with the Browns. And the Browns, to me, are one of the most underrated Madden teams out there. You know, again, it's one of those things where no one considers the Browns competitive, but, you know, they really have a better team than I think people give them credit for. Coach K, what are your thoughts on the Browns? Do you think I'm just blowing smoke, or do you agree?
No, I agree. I mean, if you look at it also, Carlos won the championship with them, and you know, this is even before like their weapons got boosted. Now they have you know, Braylon Edwards, basically the poor man's Moss, and you know, they got Winslow, they got Jamal Lewis. I'm sure they boosted his ratings in the last update. Anderson, I mean, a great offense. But defensively, they have their liabilities. But I think that anyone, especially Calvi, can definitely, you know, adapt to defense to make it work for him enough. But with that offense, it's a very good team to go to fall to a player of that caliber.
Okay. And anyone out there who might be calling in and sitting on hold, I apologize again. Still having those technical difficulties. You know, as a side note, I have a great new computer. It's a monster. But you know, I tell you, Windows Vista has a lot to be desired. I just don't like it, and I'm suffering a Windows Vista issue right now. You know, anybody out there who has Windows Vista can certainly feel my pain. My computer is fabulous, but Windows Vista just decides to do things on its own, just because. And so currently I cannot log into the switchboard. But, you know, hang in there, listen to the show, enjoy the commentary, and it will clear itself up in a couple minutes, and I'll get you on. All right, let's see where we are. Vince, you still there? We didn't lose you?
I'm here. Yep, I'm here.
All right. So at 22, and Vince had made some reaction to this one, so I'll let Vince comment. At pick 22, we have Casper, better known to all of us as the Instigator. Threatened to come into my division and your division, Vince, and wreak havoc, but took the Raiders at pick 22. What do you think, Vince?
It's tough. At first, I'm like, Raiders, you know, they're another underrated team in Madden, and I was going to comment and say, you know, it's probably going to be easy for them. But then again, they don't have that big, spectacular catch receiver. They have, you know, a lot of speed to bring their corners on offense, but I don't know. I think Casper relies on the spectacular catch receiver a lot, and without that,
they have one. Porter is
he's a legitimate spectacular catch receiver.
Yeah, he has the spectacular catch weapon.
It's the Rams all over again with a mobile QB. Maybe get away from a couple of blitzes here and there, and their defense is way better than the Rams. So I don't know, they might suit him a little bit better than the Rams did, because it seems as though he couldn't stop Bev in the playoffs, and defense may be the key.
Okay. All right. Switchboard's back up, and I have a 207 area code, so
yeah.
Welcome to EAFL Radio. Who's this?
It's Calvi, baby.
Calvi, baby.
Yeah.
All right, we were just talking about you and those Browns. So talk to us about those Browns.
Browns are real legit. I use them in ranked games like all the time, and I just love the offense. They got speed and Cribs. They got Bredwards, who's just an absolute monster. He's second to Moss, I'd say. Jervicious, real tough. Winslow, the tight end, and then defense is all set. I'm not worried about it, but, yeah. It's going to be a good year.
Okay. Yeah, and as we were saying, I don't know if you were on the line to hear us, but I'll tell you, I think the Browns are one of the most underrated teams in Madden. And
oh, absolutely.
I've seen season after season, anybody with, you know, decent skills can take those Browns and really make some noise. They're really underrated and have some, you know, I don't want to say they're stacked, but they're a very solid team. And you with your skills, I mean, Calvi, you know, anybody who doesn't know is a perennial contender, you know, former Super Bowl. You have a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, I do. Two seasons ago.
Yeah, former Super Bowl winner. Fairly new to the league, but made an immediate impact. So it really is going to be something. All right, I'm just looking in real quick just to check out some of the comments. And okay,
it's gonna be a tough division.
Right. So who's you have the Raid? You have the Brown? Oh, okay. So you have Raiders in your division, right?
No, I've got Bengals, so I've got Tiki Sun.
All right, so you got that's gonna be that should be fun for you.
Definitely gonna be fun, yeah.
Any predictions?
I don't know. AFC it's soft once again, so I'm not gonna be too worried about making the playoffs. But I can't really. I've only played Tiki once, and it was a really good game. That was two seasons ago, and. So I can't say right now who will win the division, but I think the loser won't have any issue getting into the playoffs.
Okay, all right. Looking into the chat room, obviously we have many guys listening, and I appreciate that. Insane Kane, a.k.a. Mike, Gears of War God, Halo 3 Superstar, and former so-so Madden competitor, wants a shout out. So let's give Insane Kane. You know, anybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land who is looking for a University of Miami diehard, let me just go on record and say you will not find anybody who is a University of Miami football fan more so than Mike, aka Insane Kane. He when it comes to Miami football, he's it. So you know, give a shout out. All right, Tiki's telling me to leave it alone because we don't really like each other. Anybody? I don't like anybody. I thought everybody knew. T don't like anybody. I only like women. I don't like dudes. I mean, I stopped liking dudes a long time ago. So I only like women. You know. So all right. Any other words there, Calvi?
No. It's gonna be a good season.
All right. Well, listen. Good luck to you, season 27. We're looking for big things with the Browns and Sergeant Winslow in the group. And we'll see you on the field. Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Take it easy.
All right. Take care. All right. We're still here. We are still live. The time is 9:08. And, you know, we've had some more picks. So let me just bring everybody up to speed. Pick 23, Too Cool and the Bears. Man, I'll tell you, that's another shocker that the Bears would drop down to 23 with the defense that they have. But nevertheless, we have the Bears at 23. Just hang in here with me for a second because I am updating my my picks here. At 24, the Super Bowl champ, Jay Bev, gets the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, we've all played Jay Bev, and I'll tell you, I think that Jay Bev could be competitive with the Dolphins. He's that good. The Bucs are not a great Madden team, but Jay Bev just is really, really taking the league by storm, and it almost doesn't matter what team he gets. But he's got the Bucs this season, so it'll be interesting. Sparky Rob, 49ers, and I'll tell you, Sparky Rob gets picked 25, and I just want to say to the league that we put in systems to make things fair for everybody. And as a commissioner and as a guy who formerly was a day-to-day commissioner of the league, Coach K has been a commissioner for many seasons. Vince has been here from season one. It is not easy to decide a draft order. And we then decide that if a guy finishes 16 games, no matter what, he will always get priority over someone who finishes 15 games. That said, Sparky Rob, good guy, good attitude with the league, unfortunately was one game short of 16 and went from having the number one pick to the number 25 pick. So you go from possibly getting the Patriots to ending up with the 49ers. Now, Sparky Rob's a good guy, and he'll take it on the chin. He's a league man, and he's not going to complain. But let the league understand that we want you to finish 16. We want you to get the good draft pick or to be in the playoffs or to get the benefits of finishing 16 games. So hopefully this can be a lesson to everybody. Don't let that one game go unplayed. Get those 16 games in. Get them in early if you can, but get those 16 games in. All right, let me go over to some AIM comments that I have. Let's see. Live for the game. He's pretty talkative tonight. Chargers for Life has almost no chance of going over 500. 8 out of the 12 playoff teams are in the NFC, which – you know, that's kind of my luck because wherever I go where the competition goes, unfortunately, which means I end up losing. And Bucks, most underrated team in the game, speed everywhere, and I'm tripping. All right, well, I can trip. That's what I do is trip. Casper says it's Sparky Rue, not Rob. All right, Rue, Rob, he knows who he is. Good for him. And let's catch up with some draft picks here. Let's see. At pick number 26, Sangrado has the Chiefs. I played one season with the Chiefs. They suck. Coach K, you just played with the Chiefs. What are your thoughts on the Chiefs?
Decent. But the quarterback situation?
Sucks.
A lot to be desired.
Sucks.
LJ's a beast, though.
LJ's a beast, but they suck. Sorry, guys. The Chiefs suck. All right, enough on that. But the Chiefs, they suck. So pick 27 is the franchise. And, you know, let me hold on. I got a question here. All right, let me talk about franchise, and then I'll address this question. The franchise was on our show quite a while ago, our podcast. Franchise made some bold predictions, quit the league, got a little bit of a ribbon from – okay, he got a lot of ribbon from the league, came on the show. I challenged him to return and finish with the Cardinals and finish out the season. You know what? The guy did it. He came back, took the abuse, finished out the season with the Cardinals. And although he didn't get 16 games and he's back for another season with the Texans. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I got nothing bad to say about the guy. Anybody who can put up with the abuse that this league can lay out on you, you know, more power to him. All right. Pick 28, Toshomi, a.k.a. Stepdad, has the Seahawks. Pick 29, Grimace with the Falcons, another team that, in my opinion, sucks. Pick 30, Bad Boy and the Jets. Never played with them, no comment. And pick 31, go Jayhawks with, looks like he's going to take the Bills. Coach K, go Jayhawks is the EAFLE champion?
Yes.
What do you think on his, you know, on his chances to make any noise with the Bills this season?
Well, he won the championship with the Jets, but I think that the Bills are slightly one step below what the Jets are in terms of a Madden team for a Madden 08. But he is very talented on offense. And so he may be able to do something with those Bills. So I wouldn't be surprised if he, you know, gets at least a little bit over 500 in the division.
Okay. All right. All right, I got some comments from the chat room. Guys are really getting into the show, and that's a good thing. Got a question from the boys. Coach K, how do you feel about being in the boys' division?
Welcome.
I love it. No homo.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Bear with me here, guys. Let me check the phones and see if we have anybody calling in. We got a couple of people calling in. I got a 410 area code, which, okay, nope, it's not who I thought it was, but let me see who's on the line. EAFL Radio, who's this?
This is Fran 2424.
Fran 2424, welcome to the show, sir. Good to have
What's
you.
What's going on?
Fran, what's
all right. Fran with the 14th pick took the Ravens. What was your thought process with the Ravens at pick 14?
I just wanted to go with the home team and just to prove myself. 4-12 last time with the Ravens, so I got to kind of prove myself this time.
Okay. Now you had the Patriots last season?
Yeah, I had the Patriots last season. Kind of hurt my pride a little bit. My roommate kept ragging on me because I lost some games with the best team in Madden. So it's kind of hurting right now, but, you know, it's all good, though.
Now, a lot of the guys in the league, and, you know, if you don't know me, I'm certainly, I'd say I'm the second instigator in the league. I'll give Casper the title because no one can instigate like Casper can, but certainly I'll pick it up when I can. But there were a lot of comments in the league that based on your history – that you are a product of the Patriots. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's true. I'm not even going to sit here and lie to you. It's true. I mean, the Patriots is a very good team, and, you know, me being a average Madden baller, you know, I had to pretty much just utilize the, you know, the benefits that I had with the Patriots. But, I mean, I'm not going to shy away from that. It's true. I don't lab as much as, you know, I want to lab. I'm just getting into it now, so, you know, I'm not going to try to shy away from that. I would say that's pretty true.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I give you credit for not trying to sidestep. But I think that most guys that get the Patriots, because Patriots are going to go with at pick number one. Most of the guys at pick number one had not the greatest season previous season. So I think anyone who gets the Patriots are probably going to be product of their team. So I played one season with the Patriots and went 8-8, and I had no problem with it. So.
Yeah.
I'm feeling you on that one.
All
right. What are your thoughts on the upcoming season with the Ravens? Any predictions?
I'm in a tough division. I mean, I got Tiki. He's a proven baller in this league, and then I got Calvi. Actually, Calvi kind of looked out for me for the playoffs too, and I wanted to give him a shout out. He kind of helped me out with my defense a little bit, and appreciate that from him. But I mean, as far as we're in my division, I mean, it's going to be tough. I got a lot of people in my league that, you know, are proven ballers, and I don't know, it's going to be pretty tough, but I'm going to try my best. I'm going to try to turn that whole product of my team thing around, turn it around a little bit, you know, show people that, you know, I can play Madden a little bit. So I'm trying to solidify myself this season.
Any predictions?
What the hell? I'm going to the playoffs. I'm winning the division. I'm winning the Super Bowl. I got high hopes for the Ravens. That's how it's going to go down in this season. I'm winning everything. I'm taking everything.
Guys, any comments? Any comments from Coach K or Vince?
I like the moxie.
I mean, if I think big or I think small, if I think big, I'm going to get big. If I think small, I'm going to get small.
Get that mojo up.
Yeah,
Well, you know what? I can't blame you there. I mean, I predicted the playoffs for myself last season, and all I'll say is it didn't happen. So, you know, there's an old, for us old guys, there's an old Rayovac battery commercial. You got to be old to remember this one. but Robert Conrad would take a battery and he would stick it on his shoulder and he'd say, "Knock it off, I dare you," you know. And you know, having that much guts to go out and predict the Super Bowl appearance and championship, hey, more power to you, man. Hey, any final comments before we move on to our next caller?
Say that one more time to get that last part.
I said, any final comments before we move on to the next caller?
Nah, man, I just want to, you know, it's a good league, man. I appreciate the league. You guys are doing a good job, and I just wanted to show my support for the league, man. Y'all keep it up.
All right, man. Hey, we appreciate you calling in. Good talking to you, and good luck in season 27.
All right, you too, man. Thanks.
All right, take care.
Right, peace.
Peace. All right. Moving on, let's see. We have a 937 area code, and let's see if I have any technical difficulties or if we can. 937, here we go. You're on EAFL Radio. Who's this?
It's the champ.
J-Bev. Hey,
yeah.
We have the EAFL Season 26 champ, J-Bev. Welcome to the show, sir.
Going on.
So, champ, you know, the EAFL has a long history of celebrating anyone who wins the Super Bowl. You are in an elite group of owners to come in and win a Super Bowl. And, you know, as the commissioner and owner of the league, you know, congratulations. And we hope that, you know, we hope to have you here for many seasons to come. I think that your skills certainly, you know, brings the competition in the league up another notch. And we appreciate having you. And that said, talk to us about, you know, you going with the Bucks for season 27.
Oh, I just wanted to switch it up a little on my teams. I didn't want the Raiders or the Bears because I've already played with them. Figured
okay.
The Bucks fit my style better than any other team. Can rocket catch a little with them. They got some speed.
Okay. All right. And you know, you're considered one of the better user players in the game with your user catch skills. Now, do you, you know, and we're not asking you to – you know, reveal any of your secrets. I played you two seasons in a row, so I think I already know the answer to this. But, you know, and I'm glad to say I will not be playing you this season. But that said, do you pretty much use the same scheme no matter what team, or do you make some adjustments based on who you have on the team?
Well, the past two seasons I had the Bears and the Raiders, and they're basically the same type of offensive team. I always run the same defense no matter what, but on offense, I might switch it up this season with the Buccaneers because Jeff Garcia can't throw as far as Jamarcus Russell or Rex Grossman.
Okay, all right.
I'll probably run the same book. Just probably run some different plays.
Okay, all right. J-Bev, we're going to keep you on for a few minutes. Super Bowl champions get some privileges, so we're going to keep you on for a few minutes. I got a comment from Calvi saying, I think this is Calvi. Let's see. Nope, this is not Calvi. I'm sorry. I apologize. This is Grimace, who says that. Nope, it's not Grimace either. Yeah, it's fun. It's tough to try to figure out from an AOL name who is
What's
the guy
name?
Messaging me. I got it. It's the Chiefs owner. And his comment is, actually, I can do some damage with Croyle. My team is the Falcons, so I'm used to playing with Leftwich, which is similar to him. I took the Chiefs because they have some better weapons on offense. Hey, good luck to you. Yeah, good luck to you. Chiefs suck. all right, moving right along. I've got the EAFL East Super Bowl champ, go Jayhawks. And, you know, he says he's got the Bills and plans to make some noise. Good luck to him. So let's get back to the draft picks. We have, let's see, Stepdad, we covered Grimace at 29 with the Falcons. Bad Boy, another founding member of the EAFL, you know, been with us, you know, for a long time. Really, really good guy. If you're out there, Bad Boy, please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. He's got the Jets. Go Jayhawks, EAFLE champ. With the Bills at pick 31. And pick 32 is probably the most surprising pick of the night. In a shocker, just a, you know, unbelievable event that took place while we were interviewing one of the callers. But the legend himself, the DC Bama, two-time EAFL 360 champion, multiple EAFL Super Bowl champion, contender, Elite Eight Players Bowl finalist, and he has decided to return to the league and to take the Miami Dolphins. And I'll tell you, to come back is amazing, because I've talked to Bama from time to time, and he really doesn't, with Halo and some of the other games, he really enjoys, not having the pressures of the week-to-week, four-week requirement of the league. So I'm a little bit surprised that he's coming back so quickly, number one. But number two, to take the worst team in the league and a team that the boys had and took to the playoffs. So not only does he return to the league, with his legendary status, but now he's got to come back and try to follow up what the boys did. And the boys hasn't been in the league for several months and came back and took the Dolphins to the playoffs. Can Bama come in and take the Dolphins to the playoffs? Now, J-Bev, I know you and Bama have struck a pretty good relationship, good friendship. What do you think? You play Bama as much as anybody. Do you think he can come in and make some noise with those Dolphins?
Yeah, I think the Dolphins fit his style pretty well. I think that he could probably make the AFC Championship, and that may surprise some people, but the AFC doesn't look too well this season. I think his biggest problem would probably be Kelvin and Tiki.
Okay. Vince, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Vince, founding member, you've played Bama as much as anybody in this league from day one. What do you think? Can he make some noise with the Dolphins?
Oh, of course. Bama's going to make the playoffs. We all know that. As far as depth in the playoffs, I see him getting stopped at maybe Tiki or Calvin, like Bear said. But we all know Bama's going to make the playoffs. There's no question about it.
All right. Hey, Coach K, again, you're another founding member, been here from day one. What do you think? Can Bama, everyone's predicting Bama to take the crappy Dolphins and return to the playoffs. What do you think, Coach K?
If anyone can do it, he can.
Say that again? I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said, if anyone can do it, it's Bama.
Okay. All right. And we do expect Bama to call in. We've got another 33 minutes on the show. Bama, if you're out there, we'd love to talk to you and find out what was your thought process in returning to the EAFL this season. I also want to let everybody know that I will be broadcasting all 16 of my games. I'm putting it out there right from the beginning. Win, lose, blowout, whatever the case may be, I will broadcast all 16 of my games on Blitzcast. I'm in the tough division. I'm in a tough conference, and I even played a DC Bama. So, I have no gimmies this season. That said, I'm going to put it out there. All 16 of my games will be for the league to view on Blitzcast. Tune in.
Get your popcorn ready.
All right, let's go to the chat room and see if there's anything there going on. I see the boys in there saying some things. Strife's in there. Okay, so S-Jack is complaining that I'm going to broadcast both of our games. Hey, it's just like being an attorney.
Can I say something?
What's that? Sure.
In terms of that, he can't say nothing because he told me he watched our game when you broadcasted the first one.
What is he worried about? I'm not exactly what
I don't know. He's probably being funny.
He can't complain because he got a little sneak preview before our playoff game last season. So hey,
I mean 90% of the league runs the same two playbooks. So I don't know,
Oh man, well I know. Hey, this is for Casper. I started running gun. I started Pool House. That's for Casper.
All right. Hey, J-Bib, you there?
Yeah.
All right. I got a question from the boys who asks, are you scared of Strife?
Not scared of who? Strife?
Strife.
Oh, I'm scared of Strife. I'm scared of Lance. They're both pretty good. Lance has my number for some reason or other. I always lose to him. And I've never played Strife, but the way he beat Too Cool last season, I'm pretty worried about him too.
Now, let me ask you a question. You know, let's be honest. You're one of the top guys in the league. You know, me hearing that you're afraid of anybody, is this a little psychological mind game you're playing? Are you trying to, you know, make these guys relax and you know, calm? I mean, Michael Jordan, and Coach K will back me up on this. Coach K and I are huge Michael Jordan fans. Michael Jordan, in his peak, would always smile at his opponent and shake his hand, give him high fives, good to see you, and then go on the court and tear you apart. And then after the game, take you out to dinner. So, J-Bev, I'm just wondering, is this a little gamesmanship on your part?
I don't know. I don't really like to rub it in people's faces when I beat them or whatever. I just kind of like to keep it kind of sportsmanship-like and kind of act like I'm not doing as well as I am, but it's what it is.
All them pandas.
Okay,
Giving them the aw shucks.
All right, let me go to the instant messaging. I'm getting an offer to play Live for the Game right after the show. I'll get at you, Liv, but I'm not going to jump off the show right into a game, so thanks for the offer. But I will be playing games this week, however, but it will not be right after the show, so just in case anybody's wondering. All right, let's see if we have any callers. No callers currently. All right. All right, so, you know, I do want to take a second, you know, as we try to do more on this show than just talk about the EAFL, I do want to mention the NCAA tournament just for a quick second. And, you know, I mean, the tournament's still got a ways to go, but I got to say that there's been more upsets in the first two rounds than I think I've ever seen. You know, we've got my Huskies at 4 out of it. We've got Duke at 2 out of it. We've got Georgetown at 2 out of it. It's just amazing to see some of the mid-majors and some of the lesser-known schools, you know, not only being competitive but actually winning games. So, you know, if you guys aren't watching the NCAA tournament, you're missing some of the best college basketball, you know, I've seen in a very long time. I don't know about you guys. My brackets are through. I've got. What's that?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish.
No, I was just saying, I've got nothing left. You know, my teams are done, but I'm still going to watch the tournament.
Yeah, I had Duke going to the Final Four, which is stupid. I had them shooting the ball like they did in the beginning of the season. You know, they were shooting threes like crazy. And after I seen that game against North Carolina when they just drained them, I had them going to the Final Four, but see how that went the other day.
You need that big man. You need that big
man. I hear you.
With all that perimeter shooting, you know, you'll get blinded by not having a big man.
All right. Let's, you know, we got about 30 minutes to go. Let's go to some predictions. I'm going to pull up the standings, and let's go division by division, and let's see where we're at for season 27. I'm going to start with the, you know, consensus weaker conference, the AFC, and let's start with the AFC East. Bills would go Jayhawks, EAFLE champion. The Dolphins with the DC Bama, the legend. The Patriots with Mr. Bill, and the Jets with Bad Boy. My money's got to go with Bama to win the division. What do you guys think?
Bama.
All right. AFC, and whoever's got me tuned in the background, you got to turn it down because I can hear me. So, thanks. AFC North, we've got the Ravens with Fran 2424, and he did call in. We've got the Bengals with Tiki, the commissioner. And we have the Browns with Calvi, who also called in. And we have the Steelers, which some consider a very questionable pick at 10, and that's Sol. I'm going to go with Tiki taking the division with the Bengals, barely over Calvi. But I'm going to go with Tiki, not because he's a vet. I just think that it's Tiki. I think Tiki's a little bit due. He's made the playoffs, but he hasn't made any noise, and I think he's due. So I'm going to go with Tiki. What do you guys think?
I agree.
Calvi.
Vince, what'd you say?
I'm going with Calvi. Yeah, like Ben said, I'm going with Calvi. Seems like he has Tiki's number over the past couple of seasons. So, yeah, I'm going with that pick, Calvi, by two games.
All right. J-Bev?
I already said Calvi.
All right, Coach?
I said Tiki.
Okay. So we're split there, two for Calvi, two for Tiki. AFC South, we've got the Houston Texans with the franchise. We've got the Colts with Snip Fox. We've got the Jags, what I consider to be a questionable pick at number four with Gray Rider. And we have the Titans, I think a solid pick with Keegan. Keegan took them at 19. I'm going to go with Keegan to take that division with the Titans. Coach K.
You going to go with the Titans in the further division? Let me see. Yeah, I'm going to go with you on that.
All right. J-Buff?
I think Keegan will win it, but I think S&P Fox is going to surprise some people this season.
Okay. Vince?
Hey, I'm going to go with Keegan. He's going to win that division, too.
Okay. We're pretty much unanimous with Keegan to take the division. AFC West, Drewski with the Broncos, Sangrado with the Chiefs. By the way, the Chiefs suck. I don't know if I made that point earlier. Casper with the Ravens, and Pimmer with the Chargers. My gut tells me that Casper with the Ravens is going to make some noise. I like Pimmer with those Chargers. But I'm going to go with Casper and the Raiders to take that division. J-Bev.
I'll go with Casper also.
Coach K.
Go with Casper also.
Vince, are you with us or did we lose you?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I had to step out for a second. Yeah, I'm going with Casper also.
All right. Casper's a clean sweep. But I do think that Pimmer with the second pick in the Chargers, I think Pimmer is not to be overlooked in that division and in that conference. Moving to the NFC, let's start with the NFC West. We've got the boys with the Cardinals, Sparky Rue. I've been corrected by Casper. Sparky Rue, it's actually Sparky Rue 8, so it looked like Rob. But Sparky Rue with the 49ers, Tashomi with the Seahawks, Coach K with the Rams. I got to go with the boys and the Cardinals. Coach K, it's your division. What do you think?
Only prediction I'll make is that I'll play as hard as I can in every game.
All right. I can respect you not wanting to pick someone else to win your division. All right. J-Bev, who do you think's got that division?
I think the boys will win it, but I think also think that Coach K is going to surprise some people this season with the Rams.
I actually agree with you there. I think the Rams fit Coach K's style of play, and Coach K may shock a few people this season. Vince, what do you think?
Same thing. The boys in the division, but K might actually make some noise and give the boys a run.
Okay. Going to the NFC South, we have Grimace with the Falcons. We have Lance with the Panthers. We have Strife with the Saints, and we have J-Bev with the Bucks. That's a pretty stacked division. And I'll tell you, Strife is going to be competitive. Lance is going to be competitive. Grimace, sorry, brother, I don't think you're going to do much. I got to go with J-Bev, Super Bowl champ, and the Bucks to win the division. Vince, what do you think?
Yeah, no doubt. Bev's going to win that division easily.
Coach K?
I think that this is probably one of the best offenses that J-Bev has had since he's been in the league, so definitely going to win the division.
Okay. J-Bev, it's your division. What do you think?
I don't like picking my own division either, just like Coach K.
Okay. Any general predictions?
I think all of us are going to be pretty good. The three of us, the big three in the South, are all going to be pretty big powerhouses this season, but just depends on who plays better down in the stretch.
Okay. All right. NFC North, and somebody who's on the call, I can hear some people in the background, so if you need to step out or, you know, do something, that would be great, but, you know, I can hear it, so it means it's being broadcasted. So if you can adjust your personal lives, I'd appreciate it. NFC North, we have the Chicago Bears and Too Cool. Again, how did the Bears make it down to 23? I don't know. Live for the game with the Lions, Master Ace and the Packers, Rye Dog and the Vikings. Another solid division. God, I honestly don't know who to pick. I'm torn between Too Cool and Live for the Game. I'm going to go with Live for the Game, being as he did win a Super Bowl. And I think in Madden, a strong offense is better than a strong defense. So I'm going to go with Liv winning the division with the Lions. Coach K?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Liv for the Game and the Lions, too.
J-Beth?
I think Too Cool won it based on what he showed me yesterday with his Texans offense in the Super Bowl. I think that Rex Grossman is going to play more than Matt Schaub did.
Yeah, Cool's probably on a mission after that that Super Bowl loss. He's going to win that division.
Okay. So we're split 2-2 there. Finally, you know, our division, Vince, NFC East, S-Jack with the Redskins, Primetime King, Vince himself with the Eagles, Chargers for Life, who called in earlier, took the Giants with pick 9, and the EAFL commish, sometimes known as the Evil Genius, with his Cowboys. Note on that one, second season in a row with the Cowboys. You know, following suit, picking myself to win a division might be a bit much. I started 1-15 when I returned. I went 4-12 last year. I think people would laugh to say that I would pick myself to win the division. So I won't pick myself to win the division, but I will say that I will improve from what I showed last year with the Cowboys, and get your popcorn ready. Coach K, who you got?
Well, I'm going to go with S-Jack. Based on what I saw him do with the Seahawks. Now he has Washington Redskins with two spectacular catch receivers and all that speed that they have. I would see him edging out Primetime King Vince for the division.
All right. J-Bev.
Vince, I got faith in you, bro.
It's my turn.
Vince, it's on you.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. Coach K always told me if I was going to make a prediction that's big to just do it publicly. And I'm going with me winning the division, not Coach VC, not Vince, not Primetime King, but utilize DN31, the same one that won season 7, winning the division, going to the Super Bowl, taking it. Let's go.
All right. Now, let me, we, you know, short of Bama's return, I want everybody to understand what just took place. The EAFL Season 27, been around almost 3 years, multi-platform, Madden League, hundreds of owners have come through. Founding member Vince started the league with a Madden name of Utilize DN31, and we haven't seen nor heard that name in many, many, many seasons. And let me tell you, when Utilize was on the field, kind of like El Hombre for Bama back in the day, you really had to take note. You really had to sit there and realize that you were going to be in for a battle. And what Vince is saying is that for this season, he's bringing back the Utilize mentality, and Utilize is going to win the game. Am I quoting you correctly? He's going to win the division.
That's from talking about Super Bowl, baby.
Okay.
What's that?
No, go ahead.
We're going to take the division. We're going to take the Super Bowl. I'm going to edge out my boys or Too Cool and call it a day. I need to get my second ship. It's been too long. Had Coach K post up that green jacket again for me.
All right. And I just want to comment to my good friend, the boys, who's got so much to say in the chat room. You know, you're a guy who predicted someone else to beat you in the playoffs, and you're then now poking fun at the picks that you're hearing on our show, but you picked someone to beat you in the playoffs. Hey, if that's how you roll, that's how you roll. I would never predict somebody to beat me in the playoffs, especially a guy who comes in with the legacy that you bring into the league of, I don't know if you've ever had a season under 12 or 13 wins before this season. And, you know, you predicted yourself to lose in the playoffs. You know, I don't know. His post back to me is because he beat me. Hey, I guess, but, you know, think about before you poke fun at other people who don't want to maybe predict that they're going to win a division, remember that you did not pick yourself to win your own playoff game. And that's a fact. All right. So moving along, let's see. We've got no callers. Anybody, this is going to be your last shot. We've got 15 minutes. If anybody is interested in calling in, now would be the time. J-Bev, we appreciate you hanging on with us. Any final thoughts before we let you go?
All right. Well, I'd just like to give a shout-out to my friend Cole Robinson for sitting here and listening to me talk to you guys for about 45 minutes. But, yeah, other than that, just good luck to everybody this season, and go EAFL.
All right. Now, what's your friend's name?
Cole Robinson.
Cole Robinson. All right. All right. Hey, Cole, thanks for tuning in to EAFL Radio. We appreciate it, and hopefully one day you can join us and get owned by J-Bev like most of us have. So we look forward to you joining the league. All right, J-Bev, good luck in Season 27, brother. Take care.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right.
All right.
Time for some more dressing.
All right, let's see. Let me go. I was expecting a call from the D.C. Bama, but I guess the boys wants to be commended for being able to predict that he was going to lose. Guys, am I missing something here? Am I missing something? Do you guys think that he deserves props for predicting that he was going to lose?
Well, can you repeat that?
He's predicting he's going to lose a division this season, or?
No, last season he predicted that he was going to lose in the playoffs, and he wants to be rewarded. He wants credit for being able to predict that he was going to lose. What do you guys think about that?
We need to focus on this season.
It's a cop-out. Like, same thing with Catherine. It's, you know, labbing, quote-unquote, from the third quarter on. Bunch of bull, you know. you never go into a game betting against yourself before, you know, what he said he's going to lose, whatever. You don't do that. I mean, it's unethical to me. That's just me. I don't know how you guys stand on it, but I would never.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you fully.
Mm-hmm. And I go into every, you know, I might have, you know, you have some doubts, you know, because that other player might be good. Your team might be the Miami Dolphins or whatnot. But like S. Jack said when he came in the radio the other day, when Keller said he's going to win the championship, he said, that's what I like to hear, show some confidence. And that's what it's all about. That's the key. That's the number one step when you start all your games, confidence and, you know, having shown the ability that, you know, you put it up, you can win.
Yeah. Yeah, he's mentioning calling in. I think he might have called and hung up. We did have him on the line momentarily, or it might have been Killa. Someone from that area called in. And all I would say is if you do call in, you know, take this seriously or don't bother. But you're more than welcome, the boys, if you want to call in and defend yourself. But if you're not going to be serious about it, please don't bother. We do have now the returning legend who did manage to find a few minutes to join us. Joining us live is the D.C. Bama. Welcome, Bama.
Hey, what's up, T?
What's going on? Hey, man. Well, happy Easter to you. Thanks for joining us. But, hey, you know, what happened, man? I mean, a shocker. Pick 32, return to the league. The Dolphins, talk to us.
Yeah, I mean, like I told you, man, like I'm not playing this game in the summertime, so I figured, you know, why not just get one more season in before the summertime. So, yeah, don't expect for me to be in the season after this one. I'm just going in for one more season. It means taking the Dolphins, so be it.
Okay, all right. Comment to the boys. Hey, man, you had a great season with the Fins. I'm not knocking your season. I'm not knocking what you did. I've blown enough smoke your way, you know, this season for what you did. You did great with the Dolphins. My point is, I can't imagine anybody, particularly on your level of Madden experience, to predict yourself to lose in a playoff game, period. I don't see it. So, Bama, hey, you know, I'm not trying to – the boys thinks I don't like him, and he'll get over it. But, Bama, I mean, do you ever go into a game predicting that you're going to lose?
Nah, never. I go into games and thinking this might be a hell game, but I never go into a game thinking I'm going to lose.
Yeah, and I agree. I agree. Certainly there's a difference between thinking you're going to have your hands full and it's going to be competitive versus predicting that you're going to lose by two or three touchdowns. I'm sorry, but, you know, and dare I say, next to Shiz, no one knows more about losing in this league than I do. And that said, I don't go into any game expecting to get blown out. I go into every game thinking, hey, there's another person on the other side of those sticks just like me, and anything can happen. And, you know, guys, Madden is a funny game. Madden sometimes decides who's going to win no matter how hard you play. So, you know, sometimes it's in the Madden guy's hands. Would you agree with that, Vince?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Sometimes you can't control what Madden does. And trust me, there's been a lot of games where things have gone my way where I shouldn't have won, and there's been a lot of times where I just want to pull a franchise and, quote-unquote, break my disc.
Okay. Bama, we made some predictions, but I don't know if you had a chance to really take a gander at the way the divisions fell, but you know, quickly, did you have any thoughts on you know, any surprises based on what you do know about the picks? Anything that caught you off guard or that kind of surprised you as to who got what team?
The Steelers going at 10, I think. Was it 10?
Yeah,
that was a horrible pick. That was a horrible pick. They had so many teams out there, and you gonna pick the Steelers? I mean, unless you're a fan of the team, I don't know about that pick. Aside from that, I think the AFC is pretty weak,
okay.
And the NFC is pretty stacked. But that's already been covered.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Oh, can I give a shout out to my boy Mikey? That's all.
Yeah,
Mikey's
needy tonight. Mikey needs love. Mikey needs to pick up the phone and call in then. We've got about 7 minutes to go on the show, but Mikey needs love. So, you know, Mikey, you know, hey, man, we all love you. Bama loves you. Coach K loves you. Vince loves you. I love you. We love you. Okay? all right, guys, we got about 7 minutes to go. A couple of things to kind of put out there. Again, I will be blitzcasting all of my games, win, lose, draw, blowout. I may lose. I've been known to lose big. I've been known to win a couple of games. It doesn't matter. I'm blitzcasting every single game. I will post before the game, so anybody just go to the EAFL message boards, EAFL 360, and assuming that we do not get hacked again, as we did last night, goons.net came in and hacked our message board, but T and Bama took care of them, so we're back up running. We're strong now, and I made some changes to the setup of the message board. They made it again. But
can I interject for a second? I just want to give a shout out to the Too Cool, because he was helping out with the links on there, getting everybody back up to speed.
Okay,
so,
good.
Shout out
good.
To Too Cool.
Thanks, Too Cool. You know. But, hey, the site's back up and running again. I'd ask everyone to go back to forums.eaflmadden.com. Only use the Envision site if you run into a problem, the Envision address. But please stick with the eaflmadden.com forums address. I'd appreciate it. But we're strong again, and I'll post when my games are up. And, hey, Bama, you and I haven't played in a long time, but guess what?
Yeah, man, I'm worried.
Is that sarcasm?
Nah, man, I'm worried. These fans, man, against your Cowboys, I don't know. I mean, me and the boys were laughing a lot when he had the Dolphins, and they're pretty much, aside from Ted Ginn, they're pretty much garbage.
Coach K, do you think I have a chance against the legend?
Make sure you play him right after a Halo session.
That's pretty good.
Nah, I'm going to be hard on this Madden for the next, 3 weeks until Players Bowl, but after that, I think then the playoffs start for the EAFL. Then after that, I'm done, man.
Yeah,
I'm done for the summertime.
Whoever's going to their Players Bowl, register. The early bird registration fee is, I think it's up in a few days. So if you want to save some money, join us in Philly. Sign up.
On that note, wish everybody a safe trip, whoever's traveling. Like I said on the board, bring it home. Get that Player Bowl championship to the EAFL.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I'm going to, between today and tomorrow, you know, I've had a lot going on with the Blitzcast, with the radio show, and things that I've been trying to do. And so the EAFLMadden.com store is ready to go. What I wanted to do was create all the custom names and have them available for people. I have not been able to do that, just time constraints. And so what I will probably do within the next 24 hours is go ahead and publish the address to the store so everybody can see the setup. And I will set up an email system where anyone who is ready to purchase a shirt, meaning that as soon as I upload it, they will purchase it, I will then do your custom name for you and upload the design to the site so that you can go on and purchase your shirt. If you are not ready to make your purchase, meaning that as soon as I publish it, you will go on and purchase it, then there's no need to contact me. Because there was about 20 or so guys who said they wanted a custom shirt. My gut feeling is that not all those guys have the money ready. So when you have the money and you're ready to make that purchase, if you let me know, then within a day or two I'll have it posted. And then the shirts will take about 7 to 10 days to show up. So we still have some time. I would just say look forward to the site being published within the next day or so.
That's if you have a normal mailing. Like if you hit it with UPS, so you can get it the next day, right?
Yeah, there is an overnight. It's going to cost more, but there is an overnight delivery option for people that want to do that. So, we have Killer21G who wants me to announce that after he wins the Super Bowl in PS2, he will become in 360. So. We'll see.
You got
to win that Super Bowl first, so.
So he doesn't bring the Marino tag over to the 360.
Yeah, we don't want that. So, all right, guys, we got about 3 minutes to go before we log off. I'll get you guys one at a time. I got an IM to say I should do like Jerry Springer and do final thoughts. So. let's start with Vince, being that he was the first one on. Vince, any final thoughts?
Probably. I wish everybody good luck this season. As usual, I'm going to repeat what I said. I'm taking the ship. Yeah, baby. And good luck to everybody who's going to play as well. Vince out.
Okay. Good luck. Good luck to you, Vince. We've got two games this season, and I wish you luck in both of them. Coach K, any final thoughts?
Well, I want to say that anyone that's listening to this broadcast, if you know anyone or if you yourself want to play in the best Madden League around or NCAA Football League around, just come to www.eaflmadden.com and sign up. As you can see, we have a lot to offer.
Okay. Well, good luck to you as well, Coach K, in Season 27. And Bama, you know, the surprise, the return, one season, the kind of the, what do you say, comeback? It's kind of like when, Jordan, Brett Favre, all these guys come on and give us one more season. Bama's coming to give one more season. Any final comments, Bama?
Yeah, I just hope I don't show up like MJ with the Wizards, that's all.
with the 45.
Nah, I'm just coming back in no playoffs like MJ. When he came back with the Wizards.
Yeah.
That's all
I'm
hoping for. Not hoping for.
That would suck. Okay. right. Well, you know, I'll wrap things up by saying, first of all, I'll echo Coach K. Anybody who's looking to join the greatest Madden league out there, EAFLMadden.com/join will get you in. You know, we're always looking for the best. I don't care who you are. Any of the top ballers out there, if you can hear me, if you happen to find this broadcast and you're a top guy in the Madden Challenge, you're a top guy in any of the ladder organizations out there, any of the other entities of Madden, and you're one of their top guys, please come to the EAFL because, you know, we're looking for the best. And, you know, all I will say is the EAFL is where all feuds are settled on the field.